Welcome back to Husky Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. I know how to press buttons, I think. There we go. Very, very good. Coach Kim Cameron's with us. The women's team is on the road this weekend, too, with the men. They will be at Ferris State and at Grand Valley State. And, boy, I tell you what, that game against Ashland, it was, as we were saying, Coach, it was as good as we thought it would be, except for the score at the end.
Yeah, obviously it didn't turn out in the way that we wanted to, but we had an opportunity to see where we're at and to see what happened to us if we, you know, we made some mistakes, and they made us pay for them. Ashland is a team that really doesn't, they don't make a ton of mistakes, which makes them difficult to beat. So, you know, if you turn the ball over three times in a row, they're scoring and they're taking advantage of any mistake that you make as well. So we had a couple turnovers, and, you know, we're down 14 against a really good team in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes to go in the entire game. And I thought we made a great comeback, but I don't think the comeback was anything that was too fast or crazy. We just kind of took care of the ball, made a couple open shots, got a couple stops. I think we're capable of doing that. You know, we had an opportunity. We cut it to one with a minute to go. And, you know, hopefully in the future, if you're not getting down 14, hopefully you're really giving yourself a chance against a really, really good team. And I'm hoping that, you know, we see that, we learn from that, and that we'll be better for it moving forward.
Coach, what do you learn about your team knowing, you know, down 14 on the road against an undefeated team and not giving up, you know, putting the effort in and making that comeback?
Well, I don't ever expect us. That's not in our makeup. I think our seniors are, they're not going to do that. They want things more than that. I would never, I'm proud of what they did, but I wouldn't expect it to happen any other way. We're more watching, you know, what happened in the when they went up 14. You know, where did our mistakes happen there? And I think we have an idea, and I think, you know, we're just going to grow and try to move on and be better from there.
How about the Lake Erie game, Coach? A really close game at halftime, and then maybe one of our most complete halves of the season in that second half. Outscored them 44-10.
It's hard in the first half. We want to start separating ourselves as a team and making ourselves be the best players, be the best team that we can be, no matter who we're playing. And unfortunately, I thought we played with them in the first half, and then in the second half, I thought we did what we were capable of doing. You know, we needed somebody to step up. I thought that was great. Kylie came in and really did a good job for us. But we really need somebody to do that in the first half. But I, you know, at the same time, it was awesome. They had two field goals in the entire second half, and I think that's, you know, 10 points in the entire second half. And I'm really proud of our girls for being able to do that. You know, we're just still working on putting together that whole 40 minutes.
How about the individuals, Coach? I know, obviously, you talked about Kylie in that Thursday game. You know, I thought Lindsay had another strong weekend, just solid at the point guard spot, and she's obviously taking on a little bit more offensively as we go along here.
Yeah, you know, we needed some leadership in the Lake Erie game. I thought that Kylie was our leader coming in, and, you know, she just really put the team on her back. And it started with some defense, and then she made a ton of open shots. And, you know, it was fun to see the girls be able to get her the basketball, understand, you know, who had the hot hand at that point. I think Lindsay has done a phenomenal job, you know, rewatching these games and really the big shots that she made at really big times and critical moments in that game were extremely important. And she has the ability to get herself to the basket, but she's also proved, you know, she's really come along with her shot. That was a bit of her weakness coming into this year. And she has really, really worked on it and become really effective and efficient. I really think Carrie Gardner is doing an excellent job of distributing the basketball, taking care of the basketball. And I know Ashland wasn't a great situation for that, but I thought she's done a really good job of finding the right people. And I really think she's been steady and an incredible leader for us on the floor. And I'm really happy with that play.
The three-pointer by Kylie Moxley when it left her hand, were you thinking, good shot, Kylie, or were you like, oh, no?
No, you know what? It's really funny because we've been practicing. She can shoot, and we, a few weeks ago, we gave her the green light to be able to shoot when she was open, and so we, everybody was kind of laughing because we said, if you're open, you need to shoot it, and she did, and man, was she happy. It's so funny because it seems like every post player wants to shoot threes, and every point guard wants to post up, and it's like, nobody's ever happy, you know? But she was, it was cool, the whole team.
Huge smile running down the floor after she made that
one. Yeah.
Fair stick.
But at that point, nobody was stopping her.
Yeah, right.
15 points in under 10 minutes.
And, Ferris State coming up, Coach, struggling a little bit. They're 3-5 in the I think 3-11 overall, 3-5 in the conference. And talk about that matchup on Thursday.
Well, it's been really interesting. I think they started 0-7, and they must have had some injuries because they got one of their who their leading scorer is right now back for the last six games, and they're 3-3 with her, and she makes a very big difference. So I think now that they're healthy, they're really coming in and doing some good things. This is another team where their post play is going to be what they're most dominant at. I mean, their two post players are high double figures, almost 20 a game, and so we're going to have another challenge with our post defense, which I think is good coming off of the Ashland game. I think we really need to get back down to business and dig deep. And I think, their guards don't shoot a ton of threes. They look inside a lot.
How about Grand Valley then on Saturday? Obviously, they were picked as one of the favorites in the North Division, a big-time road game for your team. You know, it's going to be your fourth road game in a row. How will you prepare for that one?
This is a huge weekend overall. And I think Grand Valley and Michigan Tech have a great rivalry in general, and I think Grand Valley at home is really, really tough. Every game, that we've played there has seemed like, the stakes are high, and they are right now. There's not a ton of separation between the North teams, and there needs to start to be. People need to start pulling away. You gotta steal a couple on the road, and Grand Valley doesn't have a dominant post player. They have a lot of 6 feet players that can play inside, they can play out, they shoot threes, they post up, they run a continuous ball screen offense. They're still running the same offense even with their new coach this year, and they still have, the Brianna Barnett and the Kayla Dawson, who Brianna Barnett is a guard transfer from Green Bay, and Kayla's been, a double-double player for them. So, again, they're still running kind of the same offense. They still really get to the basket hard, and like I said, they're tough to beat at home, so we're going to have a huge challenge, but we're excited for it.
Should be great games. Michigan Tech women's basketball at Ferris on Thursday evening. That is a 6 o'clock start, 5:45 pregame with West Fromm. And Saturday, the big game against Grand Valley State. The Lakers just one game back of the Huskies in the standings. That game starts at 1 o'clock, 12:45 pregame. You can hear it all here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And finally, the Huskies will be back home the following week. Coach, we can't wait, but we wish you the best of luck this weekend.
All right, thanks, guys.
That is Kim Cameron here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll be back with more Huskies Drive Time right after these.